Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Maya. How may I help you?
Hi, Maya. I'm calling in regards to, are you the, is this the line for a product that I've seen online for like a KitchenAid?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this the one? Okay. I ordered something back on the 14th of July for, I did the winter thing for them to deliver it on the, back on the 14th. I fill out everything and they charged me $5.74. And then 5 days later, I got a $56 charge from the same location that I didn't authorize. And I'm trying to find out, is there any way you can help me with this? Because first of all, I never got a confirmation number that it was sent out or shipped or to even relate to, you know, the item. And I'm just trying to find out, how do I go about checking everything out?
Okay, so ma'am.
The process went.
Can I please start out with your zip code?
Yes, 27604.
Thank you. And ma'am, can I have a first and last name?
It's Cynthia Cochran Williams.
Thank you. I do see an account mentioned with that name. And can you please verify the home address?
2537 Loyalty Drive, North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27604.
Thank you. Give me 1 second while the account loads. Okay, so, ma'am, I do see what you did pay the $5.74 for the KitchenAid.
Okay.
Yeah, you entered to try to win a KitchenAid mixer.
Yeah, that's for the five. But it said I was, it would be, it didn't say, it said I was a winner, and it didn't say anything I entered. A sweepstake. It didn't say anything like that.
Yeah. So basically, you pay $5.74 to enter to try to win the KitchenAid mixer. And by you doing that, you will also sign up for our discount membership program, which was $56.95, where you will receive a $125 gift card voucher sent to your email, which is ZARACH2@hotmail.com.
No, that's not what it said when I filled all that out, about the $56 or anything like that. So I need to see whether that could be reversed, because that's not what this the information that I'm looking at, and I went, they didn't even send me any information or anything. So it's sort of like that's not what it said on the thing. And then when I answer it or whatever, when I did all that, it didn't say anything about additional money added to my card or anything like that. Nor did I get an email on that day. And I sent the link over to my email address to pull back up. And when I got ready to go back, pull back up, it had expired. So I couldn't find your link or anything. So I had to go back and search it just to try to get a customer service number. And it doesn't show all that information. So it felt like it's kind of fraudulent, you know. And I know it's not your fault or anything, but I prefer to see, can I get out of this? Because this is not what I signed up for. Nor did it say anything about additional amount given that would be taken out of my card.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Because I could have went in and bought what I'm paying. I could have kind of got it paid for it and be done with it. And then it said it was on Amazon. I have an Amazon account and I couldn't pull it up on Amazon. So I just need to get out of this if it's possible, because I never did get the item sent to me nor did I get an email confirming anything, any transaction, even with the 574, I didn't get a transaction confirmation or anything.
Okay.
So can you help me, or do I need to go through my card account?
Yes, ma'am, I can't help you, but you won't have an item sent out since you did do like a contest entry for that.
Okay.
But the charge,
I don't want it. Yeah, I don't want it. Even if it were item, because I don't even want anything. I just want to get out of it altogether.
Yes, ma'am. And for the charge of 56.95.
I didn't authorize that.
I can refund you 35% and it should be back in your account 3 to 5 days today.
No, I can't accept it because that was not in the contract that I signed. That was not even what I signed for. That was false advertising. And they charged my account without my permission. I didn't give them authorization of $56.95. So why should I get 30% of it or whatever the percentage is? I'm not trying to give you a hard time, but do you understand? I mean, I didn't authorize this to my card, period. Because
there was no paperwork for none of this.
And I can't accept 50%. I need all of my money back because I didn't authorize it. There's no paperwork sent to me about this or anything. So why would I, verbally take 50%? Because I didn't authorize this. This is fraudulent. When I didn't authorize it, didn't get any paperwork, didn't get an email. I didn't get an email that this was an entry. Nothing. I got nothing. From the 14th of July, I didn't get anything. And then when I tried to find your link, I couldn't find it again. I had to go through a whole lot to try to get it. Nothing came to my email at all.
Okay, so did you read the terms? Were you finna get ready to check out?
The terms was, it did not, I'm going to tell you what I did. I went back and located you guys through Google, and I filled it out as if I was ordering it again to see what all this was, and it does not say any of that. Because once you get down to where you send your email and all that, it just say claim your A tilt head mixer, and then it got secure 256-bit encrypted connection. It doesn't, then... Now that you said it, I went back and pulled up. Then you got to find things about all that other stuff, but it does not know anything about 56. It said this is a third party. I'm reading it now, the fine line that is a sweepstake. It did not say that. It didn't say it was a sweepstake. It never said it was a sweepstake. You guys, the way they got it, they got congratulations, you're today's winner. That means you won something. So it didn't say you entered. You see what I'm saying? Now that you say, did I read the fine line? No, but then when I'm looking in it now to this part, it just still don't note that you guys was going to charge me another additional amount. It just said, now you're a winner to our exclusive sweepstakes.
Okay.
So it doesn't even specify that the claim that I just did was to enter me into a sweepstakes. It said, now you're entering. It never say that this money is going towards entering into a sweepstakes. It's saying you won. So I knew it was too good to be true, which is true. That I'll never do it again. But this is fraudulent. So I guess what I'll do is, since all you can offer me is 50%, I'll take it to another step and note this. Could you give me the name of your company? Because I need to put a stop on this, because this to me is misrepresentation and fraudulent when you do that, because you didn't specify. And it does not specify in this claim that I'm looking at now. This is to keep your eye on to see what you want. This is if I had entered into a draw for iPad, Xbox, and all that. So,
yes, ma'am, I did issue a full refund for that charge. It should be back in your account 3 to 5 business days. What I'm doing now is making a note to give you a confirmation number.
Okay. And this is for the... just a 56.95, so the
yes.
574 is just gone in the wind. It's fine.
Yes.
I can get that back. Okay, I can get that back. Did I get your confirmation number for it, please?
Okay, give me one second. It's loading.
Okay. And I apologize. I didn't mean to be rude to you at all. It's just the company that you know you're representing is the one that I'm mad at. It's not you, sweetie. So I mean, I'm kind of stupid. Don't think that I'm taking it on you. It's just, girl, I ain't got no money. I'm on medical leave. So every dime helps. And you know, they hit my card and I was already close to my maximum, so I'm trying to, you know, get it straight. That's all. I apologize for it, babe, but if you give me a confirmation number and I'll leave you alone.
Okay, you still low though, so
okay. I apologize. I'm quite sure you'd have probably got more crazy people calling you, but I'm not crazy. I just I knew when I was doing it was too good to be true. And the answer was, once you sign all that out and you hit that claim, you don't see the way that my screen is. You do not see that the fine print underneath. So they take you right over into something else. And all they have under there, you know how you have it's trusted, it's McAfee secure and all that. That's all it shows. Had I not did that when you were talking to me, pushed it up, I would never seen it either. You know, so that's real cunning. But it teaches me to look at everything from now on and order online.
Okay, so the confirmation number is C as in cat.
Mm-hmm.
261-060-743.
Okay, it's C like Charlie, 261-060-743.
Yes.
Okay, you said 2 to 3. Business days. If I send a poor girl, I don't even care about that. And what's the name of this company? Can I get that? Because all I had is new products on my card.
I mean, we're a third-party call center that deals with different vendors. So
okay, so you don't know what vendor this is? I'm dealing, not you, but the party that, the other party that I was talking to. Is it a KitchenAid group or Amazon? Because those are the two I'm going after to let them know that this is far.
KitchenAid.
KitchenAid? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll go from there. And then the thing about it, when you pull it up, it got you on Amazon, like you getting it off of Amazon. And then when I try to do it, it doesn't show up on there. So that's why I just want to, you know, so I appreciate you. Thank you again. And what's your name again? Was it?
My name is Maya, M-Y-A.
Maya?
Yeah.
Okay, Maya, thank you so much. And
you
have a great day.
You too, okay. Ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a nice day.
I'll give you the same. Bye-bye.